The prevailing wind in farming is blowing mostly from Brussels at the moment, and it carries with it a lot of clouds heavy with uncertainty. The new Agriculture Commissioner, Luxembourg's Christophe Hansen, was in the country this week, so it was an opportunity to try and get answers to a number of open questions. What'll happen to nitrates derogation? Will farmer concerns over cheap Mercosur imports be addressed? Will there be funding for implementing the new nature restoration law? Commissioner Hansen was supposed to have been meeting the Minister for Agriculture. That didn't come about because of delays in appointing the cabinet. But he did meet and impress, it has to be said, a lot of farmers on his first visit as commissioner, but not his first visit to Ireland.
It's not my first visit and definitely not my last visit. I think I have to come back anyhow when we have the new government to meet the new minister or the old minister to be seen.
I think if you look over there, there's white smoke coming out of the roof of that building, so we might have a new government, but just not in time for your visit, unfortunately. Not essential to be a farmer in your job, but you grew up on a farm. Do you think it gives you an advantage in this brief?
I think definitely it gives me an advantage because until I was 20, I passed every day as soon as I came back from school. I put on my boots or my shoes to go out with my brother on the farm. I'm the youngest of seven children, so the farm was already run by him at the moment. I could have eventually stepped in, but I know very much the good times, but as well the hardships of the job. So I think I'm quite well prepared, and I think I know exactly what our farming community is talking about when they suffer, when they have problems. And our farmers are the first victims of climate change, but as well our best line of defense against climate change. So I think we have to give them this pride back that they have. And I think that is very important.
I've watched you throughout the course of the day. You've done a lot of listening. What do you think is the main thing that you've heard?
The main thing I heard is insecurity. Insecurity, what is going to happen? Is the company or the farm that I am running, is that still viable? Is that still the model for the future? Are you going to change rules quickly again? Will I be able to make it to your time? There is a lot of this insecurity, and that is something we really, really need to address, give as well on the income support. We have already made some proposals now in the short term. One of them is to give a better revenue from the work, meaning that on the Common Markets Organization, we will support farmers to organize themselves into producer organizations in order to have a better negotiating power towards big retailers. That will be very important, with written contracts as well, so they know my production price is this. I need a certain percentage of margin of profit in order to be able to live out of my production. And then they have a stronger position, they have a better revenue from their work, they have more predictability, and this will already help on the revenue side.
One of the major items of insecurity is, of course, the derogation on the nitrates directive. Now, that's not in your competence. I know it's not in your gift to give it again. That's another commissioner. But Ireland's pitch on this is the unique grass-based nature of our farming. Have you been convinced by that argument?
I am always saying that one size fits all is not appropriate for the diversity of the European Union that we have, and as well for geographical differences, for soil differences, and we need to take better account of that. Nonetheless, I think everybody and every sector needs to contribute to the common objectives of reductions, but I think we need as well to acknowledge when something is done, when the homework is done, let's say, that this needs as well some time to kick in. And I think what I will take back as well is not only a lot of scientific material that I got there over the day on paper and as well digitally, to discuss this as well with my colleague in charge. I think that will be very important as well to raise awareness, and that is something what I do systematically now, that I involve as well the Commissioner for Environment to the concerns in order
and
to address.
What will you say to her, to Jessica Roswell, the person whose competence it is to make this decision?
I will show her the pictures of a family farm that is a modern family farm where three generations live on the same farm, and that we need to make sure together that this farm will remain viable, and that we need to find solutions.
At the same time, though, you can't be happy that 20% of Irish dairy farms don't have enough slurry storage.
I think that is something that needs to be handled. In my own member state, we have 6 months of storage that is mandatory as well, because we have restricted times. And I think there we have as well then to give the necessary financial support, and that to make sure that slurry is used at the appropriate moment, to avoid that too much of it is going to leak into the environment.
In a word, will you be recommending to Commissioner Roswell that Ireland retains the nitrates derogation?
I will make the arguments that I heard today. And I think we need we don't want to lose those farms, because we need all the farms for the future, because we have a decline in farms. And my suggestion would clearly be that we need to find a solution for those farms and give them the necessary security for a few years.
Let's move on to something else that unfortunately is also not in your gift. Farmers here say that they want Mercosur trade deal imports produced to the same standard that they have to work to. You say that that's something that you want too. Are you opposed to the Mercosur deal as it is presently constituted?
The Irish government has to decide. So you know that the European Commission has negotiated on behalf of the 27 member states on a clear mandate. And this mandate was the basis. So now it's not on me to decide. It's the governments, so the member states that decide, and it is the European Parliament that decide. And I think everybody needs as well to take a deep breath and read the text, because I'm not sure if everybody who says black and white in favor or against, they are, with all the relationships that we are doing and everything we are doing, there are opportunities and there are challenges. And we need to get the balance right. We need now to work on the rightly so expressed fears by farmers that we are not, that we don't have a level playing field when it comes to production standards. Well, let's address it, and then everybody is free to decide. And I think that is important, to now take care of what is now really waiting and putting pressure on our farmers. Because if this agreement gets a majority or not, I don't have a glass ball to see that. But I think we really need to act now on what is now the challenges that the farmers are facing now, instead of just looking into the future for something that has appropriate safeguards already and where we need probably to look into standards as well.
Let's move on to something that you will have input into, and that's funding for a nature restoration law. When you were an MEP, your party voted against the nature restoration law. What is your feelings about it now?
My feeling is that the proposal back in time was maybe not as developed as it should have been with the proper impact assessment. So I think there were some weak points. Nonetheless, when it comes to financing, there it was never very clear where it comes from. And now we have, of course, we had the strategic dialogue report on the future of agriculture and food. And there it was very clearly on the budget side that we need a specific and commensurate budget for EU agriculture, and that additional requirements to our farmers should be accompanied by additional funding as well.
And because that, I think, is what farmers want to hear, that there will be a separate pot of money distinct from CAP for the nature restoration law. Is that something that you would favour?
That definitely, because additional burden needs to be in a world where when you have done more constraints, this needs to be financed by somewhere. We need to find the source of financing, because I believe that member states will be rather reluctant to give more into the pot. So we have to see if on the side of the private sector we find initiatives where we could finance this. There are some people talking about carbon credits, for example. So we need really to see if that could be a way forward. But that's still a long way to go.
Commissioner Christoph Hansen, thank you very much, and hopefully hopefully when you come back, we will have a Minister for Agriculture for you to talk to on your next visit.
Thank you very much. And I hope that then we can discuss as well about the future of the Common Agriculture Policy and the proposals by then.
The new Agriculture Commissioner, Christoph Hansen, 50 days in the job. We're going to be getting the take on all of these issues of the man waking up today on just his second full day in the job as Minister for Agriculture later on in the programme.
Email countrywide@rte.ie.